Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford.
Can you canoe?
Throughout the 80s, Jason Ringenberg pioneered the fusion of punk rock and country as frontman for the Country Hall of Fame band Jason and the Scorchers. Today, he's inspiring children to appreciate nature through song as Farmer Jason. His family music recordings have won a slew of major awards, including Disney, Parents' Choice, and the Los Angeles Times. And now you and your family can hear Farmer Jason live in concert on Friday, March 30th at 7 o'clock in the Milton Road Center for the Arts in Winston-Salem. Jason will be featuring songs from his new recording, Nature Jams, out on the My Kazoo label, dedicated purely to family music, and we'll be sampling from the CD throughout the program. Last month, Jason spoke with me by phone from his farm in Bonacqua, Tennessee, just west of Nashville.
Battle Blaster Allison!
Starting off with Can You Canoe, it's a perfect blend. After Deliverance and the famous bumper sticker, it seems like that banjo canoe together really works, and some great picking.
Yeah, Allison is, she's a banjo genius, and I just couldn't resist saying those little one-liners. I just couldn't, Keep paddling, Allison.
Rolling down a river is a crazy thing to
take a hike. And I guess I should say, as an umbrella for all these tunes, great production, so much involved in it, but just love the guitar opening in this tune.
Yeah, well, actually, Warner Hodges from the Scorchers played that guitar part.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
What a fantastic guitarist. Yeah, amazing sound and just the energy.
Special.
The way this opens, as some of these do, I mean, it's disorienting in a good sort of way. I'm almost all set for a great top 10 hit right off the charts here.
Well, I won't argue with you if that happens, David.
Him up tight. Cause it's the perfect day for going on a hike.
Bayou Boogie was one of my personal favorites, I got to say. Nice, relaxed feel. What a great voice, Terrence Simeon, and I love what he says, allons, let's go, getting into the tune.
Yeah, Terrence and me had a big time. It was just pure fun. It was pure joy. We never met, but, sometimes people just get on, and we just got on, and like we were old friends, went out afterwards and had some shrimp jambalaya and all that.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, I have a song that I wrote about bayous, and I'm wondering if maybe you could sing it with me and maybe play a little accordion, too, because you're a great accordion player.
Oh, Jason, that would be so much fun. I'd love to do that.
Let's have to it right now, then.
Allons.
Iris DeMint on a track here, and, well, she sounds like she's done this sort of work before. What a nice introduction, and the tune's a real journey. Lots of styles.
Yeah, she's, Iris is one of the finest singers of our generation in the Americana world, without a doubt. And, yeah, she nailed it.
Prairie Riddle, see if you can guess the answers fast and true. Make your mind work like a plow. Prairie Riddles, guess them now.
You guys have a great vocal harmony throughout that, too, I got to say. Really nice blending of colors again.
Yeah, she's a good harmony singer. I mean, she did the harmony part, and, it's a deceptively difficult harmony part for her to do on that one. She did an excellent job.
And a little storytelling coming up next with Buffalo or Bison and Webb Wilder, and hilarious, a real poetic ode to Buffalo or Bison.
Yeah, Webb just did that on the spot. I said, man, it'd really be cool to have you just kind of go off on one of your Webb, rants, which he does. And, he called me back 15 minutes later with it all done.
Shaggy beasts who love to feast on grass that they are grazing. They chew their cud, I tell you, bud, grazing doesn't faze them. They'll munch a bunch for snacks and lunch, then have some more for dinner. They went green before it was keen. They're eco-friendly winners. Cows and bulls.
I'm a huge Victor Wooten fan, and you all have collaborated in the past. What a funky intro. No place like the woods. And a great interest to some wonderful storytelling.
Yeah, Victor's a great talent. There's no question about that. And, we're actually friends. Our families are friends. So it was a fun thing to do with Victor and his kids.
Hello there, everybody. Mr. Wooten is my name. I'm a friend of Farmer Jason, so listen close to what I'm saying. I'm going to take you on a journey, one you'll never regret, to a magical place, a place you'll never forget. It's called the woods.
The woods?
That's right, the woods. put on your jackets and lace up your shoes. We're going to take a little...
The Moose Lives Where with Todd Snyder and Joe Nesbo and Take 13, a hilarious look back and forth between you and Todd. I can hear the smile in your voice in that one.
Well, with Todd, I definitely didn't and never script that one. You just get in there and see what happens. With Todd Snyder, stuff just happens around him, and that was one of those things that just happened. He was brilliant.
And it just so happens I have a song about a moose right here in my pocket.
That's just too crazy.
This is just
too
wild.
Crazy. What's this, a microphone?
Wow. We're ready to rock.
I have a feeling I know what's about to happen.
Well, let's sing a song right now called The Moose Lives Where. The moose wants to live where the water runs cold,
like Montana or Minnesota.
Well, you go from that hilarious tune to it really sounds like a country classic right off the bat there with Brandi Carlile and Have You Ever.
Yeah, Brandi, you know, I'm a big fan of hers, and I've met her once or twice on the road, and my kids are fans, and it was a big honor to get her on the record. Brandi Carlile has dropped dead something special. She's, you know, she is really one of the finest singers of her generation.
Have you ever stared into a starry sky? Lying on your back, you're asking why? What's the purpose, I wonder, who am I? If you've ever stared into a starry sky.
And then you ended up with the track 16, a real anthem, Goodbye, skating along there with the trio there, Christy Rose, Eddie, and Camille Ringenberg. So you've got your kids on the album.
I did, yeah, two of my daughters. And that's always fun, you know. I have a great gig, David, to be able to bring my own children on a record. That's pretty cool stuff.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow, our skates can really fly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow, our skates can really fly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This song is sounding rather jive.
So coming to Winston-Salem and putting on this show, what can we expect? Put us in that that auditorium for a minute, Jason, and could you describe the scene?
The Farmer Jason shows are really spontaneous because it's just me. There's no, it's like no backing tracks, no band or anything like that. So it's just me and the kids. So you never quite know exactly what's going to happen and how things are going to work. But it's always very spontaneous and very, very interactive with the audience. And, you know, the kids get involved with it, dance and sing and whatnot and participate. It's, you know, you get that many kids in one place. Man, it's a hoot.
That's Farmer Jason. He spoke with me last month by phone from his farm in Bon Aqua, Tennessee, just west of Nashville. Throughout today's show, we've been sampling from Jason's brand spanking new CD, Nature Jams. It's out on the My Kazoo label. But this week, you can hear Jason live in concert right here in the Triad. It's one night only at the Milton Road Center for the Arts in Winston-Salem, Friday, March 30th at 7 o'clock. And you'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org/triadarts. And you'll find more from our interview posted there as well. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.